There are new and troubling numbers out from the federal government. Nearly 300 healthcare workers in the U.S. have died so far from COVID-19, and more than 60,000 have been infected. That is a drastic increase since the CDC first released these numbers 6 weeks ago. Here to help us understand these sobering statistics is health reporter Will Stone, who's been covering the pandemic from Seattle. Hey, Will.
Thanks for having me.
So NPR has been reporting all along on healthcare workers who have gotten sick, who have even died. But these new figures, I mean, they give us a sense of how serious the risk still is to the front line. Can you talk about what we're learning from these newest numbers?
Yes. Unfortunately, they show a really big increase from when the CDC first released these numbers. That was in mid-April. And at that time, fewer than 30 healthcare workers had died and under 10,000 had been infected. Now we have 291 deaths and more than 60,000 infected. But if anything, you know, the real numbers are probably much higher. CDC collects the data, but most of the reports don't actually include whether that person is employed in healthcare. So the numbers are probably much higher for deaths from COVID. In fact, a major nurses' union has been tracking medical deaths, and their count is much higher than 291. They've counted 530 healthcare workers who've died from this disease. So whatever the real count is, it's clear that healthcare workers are still catching the virus, they're getting sick, and some are dying.
And why do we think that they're still being exposed, still getting sick, still dying? Because, you know, yes, from the very beginning of the outbreak here, there were lots of stories about shortages of masks, of gloves, of gowns. But then there were stories about hospitals or states getting huge shipments of supplies. So is the lack of personal protective equipment still persisting? Is that still a big problem?
It is. Months into the pandemic, I'm hearing from many healthcare workers, they say they're still not getting enough protective equipment, or they're simply having to reuse it, you know, wear the same mask for an 8, even 12-hour shift, which is not how these products are supposed to be used, and that's risky. I spoke to Zenny Cortez. She's president of National Nurses United. Their member nurses are having to push for proper masks and equipment because there's still a scarcity. Some hospitals have this equipment locked up, actually. They're rationing it. And she thinks that's led directly to some deaths.
We had one nurse in Southern California who had to respond quickly because a COVID-19 patient has stopped breathing. So she rushed into the room using only a surgical mask. And 14 days after that incident, she died because she contracted the virus.
Wow.
And Cortez thinks that nurse might have lived if she had the proper kind of mask, the N95, right there when she needed it. So even now, I'm still getting notices about memorials and vigils for nurses who've died from COVID and protests over inadequate protection.
Well, this is really concerning because much of the country is trying to reopen right now, and that could obviously lead to more waves of infection. But if the supply chains, as you say, for hospitals, for nursing homes are still a problem, what do healthcare workers say they need to feel safer?
They say the workarounds need to end. They want the right masks every time, just as they had before the pandemic. And many say it's time for new regulations or industry standards to make that happen. Pat Kane is head of the New York State Nurses Association, and she says when the AIDS epidemic happened, healthcare adapted with new equipment and protocols for working with patients.
We need an enforceable standard precaution for COVID. A lot of us live through HIV/AIDS and the evolution of bloodborne pathogen precautions, and it really made a difference. That's what we need to do here to keep everyone safe.
Kane says in some parts of the country, like New York, there's a lull, and so we have a chance to make sure we're ready to keep healthcare workers safe when the next round of infections come.
All right. That's health reporter Will Stone in Seattle. Thank you, Will.
Thank you.